Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Swinging a long drive right field toward the corner. This one, will it be high enough? It is. It's a home run. Into the second row beyond the right field wall. Home run number 8 this season for Brian Goodwin. A solo shot gives the Nationals that 5-run lead back. It's the Nationals 6 and Cincinnati 1.
If you can tell us at the end of the hour which Nats homered this hour, you got a chance to win a couple tickets. Make sure you're jotting the highlights down. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Started the conversation talking about what you're more excited about, the Nats stretch run or the Redskins getting going in training camp. We'll continue that, but plenty of people also want to hop in on this two-hole discussion with Anthony Rendon. So I love that. This is kind of the dream for me and Danny.
I'm into it.
Is that we can debate a baseball nuanced topic with you guys. So we'll get to all those calls this segment. David's in Tyson's. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Love the show.
Thanks, bud.
I absolutely think it's Redskins training camp and just the beginning of the NFL season, just because there's so many question marks. And Danny thinks, you know, he thinks it's going to be an unmitigated disaster and they're going to go 5-11. Well, I'm on the flip side of that. I think that they're going to go 9-7, 10-6, and I think this is going to be the last year of competitive football we're going to have before things really go back to the way they were before. So I'm really excited about this season. And they're just, again, like I said, there's a lot of question marks. I think the defense will be better than it was last year, because I don't know how it could be any worse.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I'm super excited about, I think our receiving core now has a ton of upside. I honestly think Terrell Pryor is going to be a monster. And even if you don't get as much as you're hoping out of Dotson, the offense still runs, you know, inside to out. So you still have Crowder and Reed, and that's how the Reed progression goes. So I think the offense is going to be really good. And again, I'm really curious to see what transpires with Pirine and Kelly. And I think they make a really strong tandem. And I finally think that our red zone efficiency increases significantly.
So there's no shortage of injury. Thanks for the call. Just because of the way the offseason went. I mean, there's no debating that. Because there's more questions than answers. That's not the case for a lot of organizations, especially the competitive ones, and the Redskins were that last year. Normally, there's more stability and continuity, and guys who deserved it got paid. Your GM's still around, and that wasn't the case here. There was a lot of turmoil for a pretty good team. Dan's in Rockville. What's up, Dan? How are you?
What's up, Dan? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Can we get off this two-hole dead horse?
No.
Really?
We can't.
It's old.
No. It's not.
It's so
it goes every night. It happens every day. I will not get over it because there are people that apologize for it. I get a dozen tweets a day from people that are cranky about it. These flat earth weird lineup defenders that are stuck in the 1950s that haven't updated their thinking will not let it go. That's why. Otherwise, I wouldn't harp on it. I wouldn't care, except we've got people that are continuing to yell at me. I'm sorry I cut you off. Please, go ahead.
Right,
you
have the hold floor. On.
Go ahead.
All right. What does lineup optimization get you over the course of a year?
Well, are you saying how many more at-bats?
No. How many more runs, how many more wins added?
Okay, there's a great debate about that. I don't think there's an answer to
right.
that.
Right. I think Fangraphs said about 10 runs a year.
That's I've seen
with
that,
offense,
too. Let's say 10, because I've seen more than that. I've seen less than that. But my point is there's no
right.
answer. But let's
right.
say it's 10.
Well, here's the other thing. I mean, and Dusty has touched on this, and this is what Dusty said the other day, is that some guys – like to see the number of pitches, see what the pitcher's throwing, see what he's got, how hard he's throwing, his selection, his sequencing, etc. Rendon has even said he likes hitting lower in the lineup. So you say process over results. If you get Rendon, you move him up to the two hole,
yep.
and he goes, you know, and he hits 240, and they go 10-14.
He's not going to hit
240. Over results.
Why would moving a 314 hitter from 6 up to 2 lead to him hitting 240. Realize that he's getting better protection at 2. Generally, he's got speedier guys creating havoc in front of him. He's seeing more fastballs. He's got Bryce Harper, Daniel Murphy, Ryan Zimmerman in some order behind him, rather than right now hitting 6, where the guys behind him are some shortstop you'd never heard of until 2 weeks ago. yesterday with Jose Lobaton in a pitcher spot. That's who's hitting behind him in the order yesterday. Okay? Normally, it's a guy like Ryan Rayburn or some Jag outfielder who just got called up. It'll be Andrew Stevenson in a couple of nights, who's a second-round pick from LSU looking for his first ever hit. And it's a catcher, whether it's Wieters or Lobaton or Severino, and it's a pitcher like Tanner Roark. Those are the guys, quote-unquote, protecting him now for all these people who care so much about lineup protection.
And now we're throwing career stats out there, by the way, for Anthony Rendon. So he finished top five in MVP voting, primarily hitting second in 2014. 2015, not a healthy season for him. And last year, frankly, he wasn't very good for a while.
He's a .280 career hitter with a .356 on base, which is outstanding. He's top five in the league in on base percentage. What do I want my two hitter to do? I want him to see pitches for my lineup. Anthony Rendon sees the third most pitches in baseball. If you made a two hitter in a video game, it would look like him. Doubles power, can jump out of the yard, enough athleticism to run, controls the bat, can put the ball to right field if he needs to behind a runner. You can hit and run with him. All things Wilmer Defoe, by the way, doesn't do well, because he just doesn't have those nuanced skills. Now, he's hot right now. So for a few weeks, he has been hot. And again, I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for the guy who loves him so much, Dusty. That's great. But on his hottest, best day, I'd rather Rendon get more at-bats than him. The last year I looked up was like 09, most recently. And I'll look up closer to now. I just had to grab it during the break. 65 more at-bats for two hitters than six hitters in 2009 in baseball. So what you're telling me is you'd rather have Wilmer Defoe hit 65 more times than Anthony Rendon. Wilmer Defoe, who as hot as he's been, is a .250 hitter with a 33% on base compared to a 42% on base from Rendon and a .315 hitter in a bit of a cold spell. A .669 OPS Defoe, you want it to play 65 more times over a season than a 1,000 OPS for Rendon. That is insanity. It doesn't make any sense. There is not a logical, rational explanation. This idea, you move him up in the order, it changes something working. Like, he's going to go crawl into the fetal position. Or because when he wasn't as good a player, as he's now peaking and hitting his prime, at some point he didn't hit as well as a two-hitter. And by the way, I'd love to talk to Rendon about this in an honest moment. The idea that he'd rather hit sixth in this lineup with the guys behind him than second, I think is hilarious.
Let's say, for the sake of argument, because the Dusty's reasoning, by the way, is to protect Murphy, to make sure there's Murphy protection. I can even live in that
world.
Move
them all up one spot.
Move everyone up one. The issue is less to me, because you have a viable solution in Anthony Rendon, who's the perfect second hitter, as you said, created from a mold of what two hitters are supposed to look like. Let's say you don't even want to do that. Slide everyone up one. The idea that a bad hitter hitting second is okay is unacceptable. There is no defense for it. None. The worst hitter in a given lineup that the Nationals have done this multiple times, Ryan Rayburn, Chris Heisey hitting .160 at that point, Wilmer Defoe when everybody's healthy.
Heisey's hitting under .200 and did it two games ago. And had one more at-bat and a one-run loss than Rendon did.
Than Rendon, than Murphy, than Zimmerman. It is unacceptable. Unacceptable. And I will never stop beating that dead horse until it changes. I'll get a pair of batting gloves to keep beating that dead horse. I'll go inside and stretch and make sure I'm properly lubed up. I will never stop beating that horse.
800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.